in Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present, every soul in the radio land. Let every soul receive a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you now. Let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you've got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, to our honorable mayor, we greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Teaching the class this morning, I told the class, I said, when you know the word of God, that's what it's for, to know and to do. When you know the word of God, you can enjoy your salvation. You can enjoy your salvation. It's so powerful until whatever you're going through with, you still can rejoice. When you know the word of God. Yeah. He the joy of my life. Whatever you're going through with is overcome. Whatever you're going through with. When you know the word of God. That's his holy name. We still talking about the other side of salvation. Number 6. The other side of salvation. Luke 9:22 says, saying the Son of Man must suffer many things. Jesus is going to suffer many things. And be rejected of the elders and chief priests, and strive and be slain, and be raised the third day. Can keep life in the ground. And he said to them all, now he talking to us. He told them how he gonna suffer. Now he turned to us and said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It's a daily cross. It's a daily cross. It's the other side of salvation. Two sides. Salvation is a twofold deal. There's a glorious side. And there is a cross side, which is the suffering side. And when you look at a cross, cross always mean execution. It's an execution style. And then suffering all kinds of ways. That's what knock us off our feet about why I have to suffer for doing good. You can't buy God out. And what I mean by that, Sister Killian, you can't buy God out by doing good to keep from suffering. And sometimes, if you don't watch yourself, you'll find yourself doing it because you may not know no better. If I keep on doing good and treating folk right, God ain't going to let me suffer. It's a package lack deal.
I hear you.
If you going to follow me, that means you're going to do what I did. Going through what I went through with. If you're going to follow me, you got to get rid of yourself. Stop thinking about me in mind. And do the will of God. That's what kept Jesus going. He wanted to do his Father's will. And if we're going to follow him, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. I don't find out since I've been a pastor, it's joy in suffering for Jesus. I'm not lying. I mean it. Yeah, y'all see me get happy by myself.
Right.
Suffering for his sake.
Yes, sir.
You don't hold your head down.
No.
When we're out in the world, we God let us got by in a sense. He could have killed us then for doing wrong. But now I'm doing good. Spared my life, I'm doing good. I'm catching hell for doing good. That blow out of a mind. But when you know the Bible, you stand with joy in your heart. But you got to know the Bible.
You
got to know the Bible. When you know the Bible, ain't that right?
You're right, man. Say it. Boy, you're right. Say it, man.
God can't lie. See, a lot of folks don't take God. Thank you. I said on last Sunday, we take him too light. And I often tell y'all, we thank God playing. God doesn't play playhouse. God doesn't play church. If he says something, he means what he said. And means what he said and says what he means.
That's right, Pastor.
You got an option. It's up to you to believe. Take it lightly. Now how the devil come to us and let us see all the devil always deal with you. God don't really mean that. Have you saw some folks that he don't really mean. He mean everything he said. That's how the devil deal with us. Who don't know no better. That's how he got Eve.
Yeah.
God really mean what he said. Let the baby read, we dying right now because the devil said he don't mean that. Go on and eat. You ain't going to surely die.
Yeah.
But we die.
Yeah.
We dying and it's a law. It's God's law. Can't nobody stop this law. Thank God for Obama, but Obama can't stop this one. Oprah Winfrey can't stop this one. Michael Jackson can't stop this one. I know he did, but he couldn't stop it when he was alive. I'm going to call some of the folk kings out. That's all. That's God's law. It's appointed.
Yes, sir.
If God don't appoint something, can't nobody unappoint it. So God means just what he said and said what he means. The other side of salvation. Nobody want it. Everybody try to dodge suffering. You got to go through in order to get to.
All right. I like it. I like that. All right, sir. Yes, sir.
What I love about the Lord, he don't care us around trouble.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
He cares through the trouble. He carried you through to let you know I'm the one brought you through it. That's what makes you shout when you get on the other side.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm about to get happy right now.
Stand your way. Stand your way. Say it, Pastor. You said the truth.
Preacher, don't preach on the other side of salvation. Can't nothing but the good things gonna happen to you. And you catch a hell every day.
That's right, Pastor. Yeah, talk about it.
And God trying to encourage you to let us know it gonna happen.
All right.
We can't stop it from happening.
Say it, Pastor. Say it. Yes, sir.
It's a law. It's heading law. If you're going to follow Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, this is why Jesus, our Savior, said these words. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Be what? Faithful. Not until death, but unto death. And regardless of what you got to go through with, regardless of the cost, you be faithful unto death. If I'm got to die for him, my job is to still be faithful to him.
That's right, Pastor.
And then he said, I will give you a crown of life. That's a special crown for folk who die for his sake. You get a special crown. When you die, or get killed for his sake. Many saints right now are dying for his sake. I was listening at the news, religion news, and they were saying how many folk in the third world country are still dying for Christ's sake. By the thousands. They stand up for Jesus. They ain't going to renounce Jesus. They're going to say, he is Christ. In America, we think we got it made. We don't have it made. We just chicken.
Say it, Pastor.
We just cowards.
Say it like that. We just
scared. We just afraid of people in the church.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen. Say it.
God can't stand chicken Christians. I'm not talking about acting crazy. I'm talking about standing up for him.
All right. Say it, Pastor.
If a man ain't born again, can walk up to a gun, a man with a gun, shoot me. I dare you to shoot me. This man ain't even born again. He ain't scared to die. And we claim we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Got God who got all power to do anything but fail. And somebody call us out our name. Little chicken, little babies.
Say it, Pastor. I'll preach on, Pastor.
You got to know this stuff.
Hello.
the other side of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, the late God of love said, no cross, no crown. Got to carry your cross. It's a must. It's a most difficult. I ain't got them yet. But if you're going to go to heaven to be with Jesus, you got to carry your cross. He went far enough that you can't be my disciples if you don't carry your own cross. I'm growing. How are you growing? And can't take nothing. I'm growing in grace. Because if you can read 3 or 4 scriptures, know the books of the Bible. That ain't no growth. The devil know the books of the Bible. When you go through your tests and your trials and still stand, then you're growing for Jesus. When folks cuss you out, you used to cuss them out. But now they cuss you out, you're smiling at them. That's growing.
That's right, Pastor. Say it.
Got to know what growth feels. No cross. No crown. Said, take your time, Reverend. Okay. My brothers and sisters, what Jesus is saying here, Jesus is telling the saints to crucify our self-will. Get rid of your self-will regardless of the cross. Of the cost, regardless. Get rid of you. You get out the way and let him take over. Not what I want, but what he wants. Self-will. Self is a mess. Self will make a fool out of his own self and don't even know it. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Jesus, come to buy yourself out. I say you come to buy ourself out. In other words, he makes the decision for me from now on. If it's his will, not my will no more. If it's his will, now I get out the way. He didn't want to drink what was in that cup, but he said, Father, if it's your will, I'll drink all of it. So he said, that's the same thing. Get out the way and let my will be done.
All right. That's right. It's about his will.
That's his holy name. This is good preacher.
Go ahead.
I don't care what you say. This is good preacher. You need this stuff. You need this. You need this. You need this. You can't take nothing on your job. Reverend, I'm the only Christian in there. I'm around 15 sinners. I'm the only Christian. Well, I wouldn't leave my yard. Well, leave with your scary self.
Say it, Pastor.
God put you there. Well, you can shine before them.
Yeah.
God don't care how many devils in there. You just shine. If he in the midst, he got all power in his hand. He the one doing the fight if you just stand for him.
That's right, Pastor.
I'm giving you another job. Go there. They'll be waiting on you when you get there.
That's right. They're everywhere.
The demon make a report to his master, the devil.
Say, I see.
Glory going over yonder to another job. So what you asking me for? Gone with her. You know what been there.
That's right.
You got to learn how to take some things.
Yeah.
If you're going to follow Jesus. Bless his holy name. Regardless of course. Get a scripture for me, Brother Luster. I want you to look at Galatians 2 and 20 for me. Galatians 2 and 20. Watch this scripture here. Galatians, read for it, Luster.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Lord Almighty.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Lord Almighty.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Lord Almighty. Look what Paul said. We get these scriptures, just go through it. Yeah. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now that I have Christ living in me. No. You better take time and read what you're reading.
All right.
That's right, Pastor.
I'm crucified.
Uh-huh.
I said it's execution style.
I see.
I'm crucified with Christ. By faith, I'm crucified with Christ. In other words, he nailed Jesus to the cross. He nailed my sin to the cross. I said he nailed mine. Not only mine. Look at me, buddy. He nailed yours, too. He nailed our sin to the cross. So we crucified with him. Lord have mercy. That's killing out your old self. Getting rid of your sin nailed to the cross. If my hand nailed to the cross, I can't dig no dishes for my brother. Because my nail got my hand.
Preach.
I see you, Reverend.
Why, I used to steal with these hands. I can't steal no more. Because my hands are nailed. With Christ.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have mercy. But I lack the other part. Nevertheless, I'm living. Lord have mercy. I'm still here, all right, but I'm still dying out my old self. As long as I'm dying out my old self, it's not me living, but Christ living in me.
Yeah. Come on, wait a minute.
The life I now live, I live by faith.
Yes, sir.
It's a faith walk.
Yes, sir.
If you got faith in God, God will be right by your side.
It's your time.
We got to learn how to trust Jesus. It's a not a feel walk, not a look walk. Not what I see.
Yes, sir.
I'm living.
All right.
But Christ liveth in me.
All right, sir.
Watch it now. See, I'm killing out myself. He don't took over. I'm got to let him take over. I'm getting rid of self. See, he living now in me. I'm dying.
Yes,
What I used to do, I don't do no more because he living now in me. What I used to steal, since he living, Jesus don't have to steal.
No.
Y'all ain't got me. What I used to drink whiskey, I don't drink no more because God living in me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't drink. Crucified with
him.
Getting rid of old Walker. Getting rid of old Vane. Getting rid of old Paul Momer. That's what happens. You got to get rid of yourself and let him live in you. And all the way that you can, folk don't see it, they got to see how you walk and how Jesus walked. That means to let your light what? Shine. But folk can see your good work. That's what glorified God. Not your bad stuff, but our good work. Folks hate you for your good work you do. Okay, you will make some devil mad. You're talking about Jesus all the time. I'm not talking about putting on, trying to show out. It's just natural in your body. And be real, I declare, the devil know who you are. It's not them, it's the demon in them. The devil recognize the God in you. Come on, how you come to church.
Well,
then that Coleman said, just don't be born again.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The devil, oh boy. The devil said, one of his demons, go make a report to him. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack, he going over to that church over yonder. And, you know, he ain't been saved. Jack ain't been saved. What you want to do? Well, we already got Jack. He ain't got to worry about Jack. Yeah, I got Jack in my back pocket. He ain't got to worry about Jack. But if Jack been born again, I'm assigning you, holy angel, with Jack.
Yes, sir.
If you've been born, again, the devil will tell about you.
All right.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to waste no time with you, but if you've been born again, I'm got to watch you.
That's right. All right.
Trouble. Don't let him rest.
That's right.
Don't even let him sleep at night.
Yeah.
Let the folks on the job talk about it. Let the folks in the church talk about it.
Yeah. My.
Crucify. With Christ. Watch it. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son, capital S-O-N, of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He loved me. He gave himself for me. Self. You gave up self. We need to know this in the Bible. You've got to give up self. He bought you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
He said you've been bought with a price. And if you've been bought with a price, you don't own yourself no more. And guess what Christ trying to tell us?
My Lord.
Self-will. We got to get rid of self-will.
That's right, Pastor.
Amen. My Lord.
And do his will.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We crucify with him. Jesus was our sin on that cross. They nailed my sin and your sin on that cross. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, our churches in America today are filled with Christians. I'm talking about real Christians. Filled with Christians who like the disciples before they got born again. They want the glory of the cross. But they don't want the other side. What they really after, Reverend Walker, they will do the work of the Lord as long as they are in the spotlight. As long as they
they'll notice as long as things going smooth with them. But when hell break loose, they're ready to run.
My Lord.
Go ahead on,
yes, sir. My Lord. Yes, sir. If you're in a local church and doing a good job, I promise you the devil will own your trail every minute. Any way to start a confusion, he gonna start it. He's trying to stop the program.
Yes, sir.
Sure enough.
I done found out something. I've been in church practice all my life. I done found out church folks are afraid of one another.
Amen.
They're scared of Mr. Jimmy. Foot on Mr. Jimmy.
Go ahead.
This fellow, Sister Kirk, she run the church. Foot on, Sister Kirk.
All right. Go ahead, Reverend.
Do your job.
Yeah.
We are fair to one another.
Say it, Pastor.
Say it.
My.
Yes, can't take no cross.
No.
Don't want folks to talk about me.
Say it.
You got to get rid of yourself if you're going to follow Jesus. When I don't hear folks talk about me, I get scared then. Yeah, you ought to shout when folks talk about you. You know the lie. What you writing crying for then?
That's right.
Put folks in the hands of the Lord and sit on God fight your battle. He wants you to fight like he fights. It's a cross. And my brothers and sisters, when we look at salvation, we talk about it. This salvation. What is salvation? When we look at salvation in the Christian realm, in Christian religion, it saving a soul from damnation. Condemnation. I'm not condemned because my Father gave Jesus to me. That I'm not condemned for what he done on that cross. That will keep me justified now. I'm not condemned. I won't be condemned at the judgment because of salvation. Not only that, it's regeneration. That means change. I've been changed. Salvation means regeneration means I've been changed. I'm not the same. I don't do what I used to do. New convert. I've been born again. I got the new birth. My spirit been born again. Forgiveness of sin. I've been forgiveness of sin. I'm forgiveness. You've been forgive if you say. What sin? The sin that Adam done on that cross, that's the main sin. That's the sin you got to be really converted from right there. If you never get converted from that sin, you can't go to heaven.
Right.
Now, let me break it down a little further. Now, you never ask God to come into your life to be your personal Savior.
That's right.
Now, you've done some wrong, but you ain't saved yet. You may go to the Lord. Lord, forgive me for stealing. Forgive me. God ain't hurt you yet.
Because
you're not one of his yet. That sin that Adam did, that's the sin that gets you in heaven.
Oh, yes, sir.
Y'all looking at me funny on that, man. I said, the sin that Adam done on that cross, that's the one what gets you in heaven. When you get converted, now that's you and God business. Now, Lord, I've done wrong. Forgive me. But the one that Adam did, that's the one gets you in heaven.
All right. Oh, yes, sir.
My Lord.
Oh, bless his holy name.
All right, sir.
You got to ask God for that one. And then on down through years, while you live, you messed up, go to God.
Uh-huh.
You become a son of God.
Yeah.
But to get next to God, then to know God, you've got to ask for that sin for forgiveness that Adam done on that, done in that God. That would make me justified with God. In other words, God, the Father doesn't see me. He sees the blood of Jesus. I'm his child. child. I'm one of his now.
Yeah.
He doesn't see my sin. No, God doesn't see my sin. But you see the blood of Jesus Christ.
Lord
Almighty. Bless his holy name. So we ask for forgiveness for that sin. I'm justified. I can stand before God as being innocent. Boy, ain't that something? Yeah, that's the sin. Thank God for salvation. And then it means sanctification. I'm set apart. Sanctification means I've been bought with a price and God put me over in this bracket over here. I'm set apart. For what? For to do the work of God. I don't do what I used to do. He set me apart to do his work now. They break it down today, just like rock and roll. I don't got saved now. God set me apart to do his work, not to say the word. I'm a rock and roll singer. I don't left God and go sing rock and roll. What I'm doing for Christ now? Nothing. I'm working for the devil now.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well,
I don't left the Lord. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Not only left the Lord, I don't join God. I've got to be another God. It ain't Jesus no more. It's Buddha.
Say it, Pastor.
I'm going to be set apart to do his work. I don't got famous now. I joined the Buddha church.
Take the picture.
The Hickadoo church.
My Lord. Go ahead on.
Yeah. Now, when I die, probably won't put me in heaven.
My Lord.
I don't even love the faith.
My Lord.
Probably you're trying to squeeze me in heaven now.
My Lord.
I'm supposed to use that talent that he gave me to give God glory and praise.
Yes, sir.
I know some of y'all saying yes, but that happened right here at the church. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Something is wrong with it.
Say it, Pastor.
My Lord. Come on,
Pastor. I promise you right now, Brother England, if somebody, one of these young folks, don't get popular, started saying rock and roll, boy, name get all in the paper, on television. I'm looking at some folk right now. I promise you. Get famous, boy. They ain't got time for Jesus. Done left the Lord and done all of that. And come in town. Ain't been in town about 5 years. And then I'm going to go where I went to church. I ain't thinking about Jesus.
Say
it. Y'all be sending me a little note up here.
Say it, Pastor.
I'm trying to think of a name. I can't think of a name. You got to think of one, see. Here, give me one. Huh? But anyway. See, you bring him up here and say, she or he in here.
That's right, say it. That's true.
And I won't pay it a bit of attention. I'm not lying. You just about know I won't. I won't pay it a bit of attention if I would a pint of whiskey out there. I go on right with the service and pray that he or she will get converted. Sanctification means set apart. Not to do the devil work, but to do Jesus' work.
You are right. Say.
And we want to put folks in heaven. I don't care what they're doing. We just want to push them in heaven. He done some good work. I don't care what good work they're doing. You can't buy your way to heaven. You got to be born again to go to heaven. I said, church folks to do it. And then after I don't pay no attention, boy, you get on telephones. I need it. He'll be shaming himself. I'm going to another church. Hit the road, Jack. You just got to go. That's what's wrong with us. We got to stand up for Jesus. How in the world are we going to help the folk when we're doing it and go on with what they're doing? Well, I was scared itself. Too scary to be a Christian. Got to stand up for Jesus. Bless his holy name. Salvation is the work of grace through Jesus Christ. Now, this is why salvation is so important. Listen at it now. This is why it's so important in the world today. Look at Hebrews 2 and 3. Bless his holy name.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
God Almighty, how shall we escape? How shall we miss hell if we neglect so great a salvation? It's great. How are you going to escape from hell if you don't get converted? If you keep on reading, he says, well, all right, angels didn't escape. If the Bible says, if they didn't escape, what you think about yourself? I'm going to let you get by. I didn't let the angels get by. How shall you escape if you need that so great a salvation? You think God already put you in heaven anyway? It don't work like that.
You're right.
It doesn't work like that. You got to go like everybody else. Ain't no other way but just through Jesus Christ. All these religions around here talking about another way to go to heaven. They just lying. They deceiving folks going and coming. Can you understand the same in my life? Folk come to church and still think that. Because they don't know no scripture. Anybody can fool them. We thank God playing. God ain't playing with nobody. God does not lie. He cannot lie. But yet still we'll believe everybody on television, folks on the corner, some false preachers in church will tell you all this kind of junk. And we believe that junk.
You're right.
If a church don't push Jesus, you're in a false church. You can go to a church, if they ain't talking about nobody but the Holy Ghost, you're still in a false church.
All right. Say it, Pastor.
If they're talking only about the Father, you're still in a false church. If they're not talking about Jesus, that's the only real church is Christ.
Yeah. All right. That's right. Yes, sir.
You can't have no problem with Jesus. I got a good end with the Father. No, you don't.
No.
It don't work like that.
No,
it's got to go through him.
Say it, Pastor.
Nope, nobody can get there except they come through Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
You got to humble yourself.
Right. Yes, sir. You tell the truth.
Y'all can be deceived if you want to. Right. In these last days, the Bible talking about how deception is going to take over. And it's taking over, going and coming.
Right.
Fooling folks, going and coming.
Right.
This thing is real. We take it lightly.
Right.
How shall we escape
if we neglect so great a salvation. The other side of salvation. Thank God for salvation. But we got to hear the whole story. Can't hear just part of it. We got to hear the whole story. It's got two sides. Watch this, my brothers and sisters. In these last days, many Christians call themselves using strategy to outsmart the other side of salvation. Using strategy to outsmart the other side of salvation. They don't want to see. They kind of call themselves using strategy. Now, what's going on? Many preachers, pastors, and teachers, they compromise in the gospel to keep from offending worldly folks.
That's right.
Call themselves using strategy. They're trying to please worldly people. People who don't care nothing about Jesus. They just religious, but they're just worldly.
Amen. Right.
And they compromise to hold them.
That's right.
To get a crowd. Call yourself using strategy. They're afraid to talk about certain sins. How in the world a preacher, a pastor, got a bunch of folks who said never said nothing about sin? He got a problem somewhere.
That's right.
He don't care how they come in, just come in. He ain't gonna bother them. They just are comfortable. They don't care what they're doing, but somebody got to say something about sin.
Right. Amen. Amen.
They can use all them excuses. They can fool some folks. They can fool Reverend Walker. I don't want to stir these folks and, you know, make folks feel bad. They need to feel bad if they're seeing it. How they going to stop? Talk about the blood. We don't talk about that stuff and blood of Jesus. No, the cross. That's a false preacher. If you're scared, you tell them Reverend Walker said it. If any preacher don't preach about the cross and the blood, they false.
All right.
That's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Yeah. All of the sweet stuff, you know. Make you feel good and the thing is real. And I told y'all to keep on telling you. I ain't gonna go to hell for nobody. I'm gonna tell you the God heaven truth. You got to love Jesus to do it. And you got to love people to do it. Regardless of the cost. I don't see how a preacher can play with folks so. And see, the devil know what you want to hear. See, the devil know you too. He know all of us. See, he let you get around somebody that preach that kind of stuff. I figured Reverend Walker wasn't right enough. People that. I got Bible to back me up. You tell me, get your Bible. Bring your Bible, I have mine.
All right. Go ahead. Say it, Pastor.
Got to go by what the Bible says. Not by what folks talking about. So they compromise. They don't want to be disturbed. Yeah. Want to stay in their comfort zone. Yeah. And you ought to thank God somebody stirred up your fellas. Now watch this. Now, just like, I'm going to use us for example. You come to church every Sunday. You don't mind if I use y'all, do you? You don't mind, do you? Okay, and you're doing everything but right. And they ain't never saying nothing about it. You're going to think it's all right. Every country on this planet have a law. I say have a law for folks who do wrong. I say every country on this planet have a law for folks who commit crime. Heaven got one.
Amen.
That's where it comes from. They got it from heaven. If God don't judge, they start a judging. Hear folks say sometimes, you know, I pastor folks, church folks. So you hear folks say sometimes, well, he's just judging. You right. I'm so judging. Listen. The Bible said I can judge from within. He told me to judge within the congregation. I don't judge sinners. My job is judge saints. Paul said that we can judge from within, but not from without. But I see a demon who let him go. There ain't no demon. He's a demon. When your sister, when y'all go pick some fruit, do you get old apple got a rot on it? Or what you judging in? I got bow to back me up. Yeah, see stuff going, you judge right now. You judge. Yeah, I'm so judging. Jesus said, you shall know them by what then? Now here you come in with hopping with a crutch. You know, what they're hopping with a crutch. I see you got a crutch. I'm gonna get up and say, he ain't got no crutch. He ain't got, I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at it, he got a crutch. Well, we don't look at it like that. Oh, I see it. That's a fact. He got crutches. Oh, a crutch. You're still a good preacher. I don't care what you say. I've got it. That's his holy name. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, we just about through. Hallelujah. It's one of the most saddest days in this 21st century going on right now. The gospel of Jesus Christ have become an insult to the world and some saints in church. Oh, insult is a slap in the face. We don't even want to hear no true gospel now. Until my folks come to church don't want to hear. That's one of the most saddest things in these days right now. Don't want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They want to hear everything but gospel. They want to hear everything but what Jesus said. What I don't find out, we love to hear what he done. That's all we want to hear. Yeah. He raised the dead. Go on, Pastor. 5,000. Come on, Pastor. Give sight to the blind. Kid, Pastor. But now, let me stop and tell you what he said. He just want to hear what he done. We got to tell the whole story. That's his holy name. So it's an insult now. The gospel almost now got to be a disgrace. In America, it almost a disgrace.
Catalog number 0931, 0931.
Folks, hold their head down when they say they're Christian almost now. The devil can hold his head up just to proud.
Yes, he do.
I'm less bad.
Yeah.
I mean, just the proud.
You're sure right.
You're a Christian? Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Hospital got to be a disgrace. In American. The Americans, America haven't solved nothing yet. I'm going to close now. I'm about to see. I won't get nothing else about it. I ain't going to get through. They don't got themselves in a mess and can't get out. They don't have no desire to come out of it.
That's right. You're right, Pastor.
You can put it on your book. I may be in heaven. America haven't seen nothing yet.
No, nothing at all.
Jesus told me years ago, there was old one in New York went up two towers. He told me years ago from the depths of my heart. I was in a revival up at New Zion Baptist Church. It happened that last week, and I was supposed to start a revival coming. Happened that Tuesday. I'm supposed to start a revival that coming Monday. I got up that morning. I said, Lord, give me my message for tonight. And I got up. I asked the Lord that. The Lord, I opened my Bible and started reading. He carried me to Chronicle. Second Chronicle. God knows he did. And I opened the Bible. I read it. My people who call by my name. Time I got through reading it, I heard a voice plain as day, because I answered back to it. Listen now. When I got through reading, these words, 5 nights. I said, 5 nights. God knows I did. I knew exactly. See, when God tells you something, he lets you know what he's talking about.
All right.
I knew exactly what he said. I want you to preach this one verse 5 nights. If my people call by my name, put a home in them there. Now watch this now. Watch what he told me. He want me to preach it. He said what happened that last Tuesday, he said, it was a message to the churches in America. That's what he told me. And some of y'all was up there, I preached 5 nights on that one verse. If the church is in America, we don't got worldly. We so worldly. America haven't seen nothing yet. We don't put Jesus in the background.
You're right.
Scared to bring up his name. Shame of his name. We just church it. Religious.
That's right, Pastor.
But loving Jesus, and so many don't love him. Don't want to claim him.
You're right. You're so right, Pastor.
How can you do it?
My Lord.
If you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb,
all right.
How can you walk off and say, I don't know Jesus, if he don't wash your blood clean on the inside? How can you deny him who wakes you up every morning? How can you deny him? Who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When we was on our way to hell and doing everything but right, he saved us. How can we treat him like we treat him in America?
Yes, sir.
You talk to little folks in third world countries, especially in Africa, when they come over here and see us, they almost drop their heads. They don't believe it. I don't have some preachers come from over there preach here. I don't have three come from over there preach here. When you talk to them, they don't believe what they see in America. That ring they ran to get over here to preach.
All right.
the way we treat Jesus, the way we treat Jesus.
You're right, Pastor.
Hold your head up and live for him. You're going to need him one day. I know you're doing well and fine now, but you're going to need him. That message I preached back here, you better go back and get him. I know you're doing well, you're doing fine. But you're on your way to heaven, you've got to take him with you. You can't get in until you get him. Thank God for salvation. Let us all stand.